WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane. And if you're anything like me, sometimes life feels like a runaway roller coaster. One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting into a pit of what was I thinking? Today, we're diving headfirst into something that can help us navigate those twists and turns with a little more grace, self-discipline. Because let's face it, in a world of instant gratification and endless distractions, staying focused on our goals can feel like trying to herd cats. But trust me, building that inner strength is like upgrading your life software. It makes everything run smoother, more efficiently, and honestly, way less stressful. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, self-discipline, hear me out. This isn't about being rigid or depriving yourself. Think of it more like a superpower that allows you to choose your path, even when the easy button is screaming at you. So here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your self-discipline journey. Number 1. Start small. Ever heard the saying Rome wasn't built in a day? It's true. Trying to overhaul your entire life overnight is like trying to chug a whole gallon of water. It's overwhelming and probably not going to end well. Instead, pick one small habit you want to build, like waking up 50 minutes earlier or taking a short walk after lunch. Once that becomes automatic, add another small change. It's all about building momentum. Number 2. Find your why. Seriously, dig deep and figure out what truly motivates you. Want to run a marathon? Why? Is it for the challenge to feel healthier or to prove something to yourself? Connecting with the deeper purpose will fuel your self-discipline when things get tough. You know those moments when you just want to binge-watch Netflix instead of hitting the gym? Think back to your why, that's your anchor. Number 3. Identify your distractions and minimize them. This is where it gets real, folks. Are you constantly checking social media? Do notifications hijack your focus like a ninja? Get ruthless. Turn off those distracting apps, create dedicated workspaces, and schedule no phone zones in your day. It's about reclaiming control over your attention. Seriously, it's like a mental detox. Number 4. Embrace the power of routines. Think of routines as your personal GPS for success. They provide structure, reduce decision fatigue, and make it easier to stick to your goals. Want to eat healthier? Plan your meals in advance. Need to be more productive? Create a morning routine that sets you up for success. Even small routines can have a huge impact. And lastly, number 5, be kind to yourself. Self-discipline isn't about being perfect, it's about progress, not perfection. We all slip up sometimes. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. Remember, you're human. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and keep moving forward. Let me share a quick example. Think about that time you wanted to finally start that project you've been putting off. Maybe it was writing that novel, learning a new skill, or even just cleaning out your closet. You probably had all these great intentions, but life got in the way, work deadlines, social events, Netflix calling your name. That's where self-discipline comes in. It's about choosing to dedicate time and energy to what truly matters, even when it's not the most appealing option at the moment. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Start small, connect with your why, minimize distractions, embrace routines, and be kind to yourself. This isn't a one-time fix, it's a journey of continuous growth and self-improvement. So, are you ready to unleash your inner stoic and conquer your goals? Start by taking one small step today, choose that why, identify one distraction you can eliminate, or plan out a simple routine. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of self-discipline inspiration. And until next time, keep striving for inner peace and remember, even the smallest steps forward lead to incredible journeys.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.